Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is An Eye for Light. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. An Eye for Light. As we move into the middle of November, the countryside seems to be changing every day. The colourful leaves that decorate the whole valley are beginning to fall, and preparations are being made for the long, cold winter. I'm trying to go for walks as often as I can, because the days are so beautiful. As long as you can wear warm enough clothes, you can be refreshed by a lovely walk. There is no reason to stay inside, really. On my walks, I take my camera to capture anything that I can write about. Recently, I have been using a lot of space on my camera's SD card for photos of the sun shining through trees. It's become a bit of an obsession. Every part of every tree is different. Each hour that the light changes, everything looks different, and each day, of course, there are marked differences in what you can see. My camera is just a cheapo digital one, but with a good editing software, I use Picasa, you can get inspiring photos. So, on my walks, it's not unusual for me to quickly make my way into an orchard or into a hedgerow to get the shot that I want before the light changes. I'm sure it looks a bit strange to people driving by. The photo on the blog today was taken in my back garden one afternoon. From our kitchen, as you look out, there are several trees, one after another. The closest is a red Japanese maple, behind which is an aspen. The change of season had made their colours quite dramatic and contrasting with each other's. So I abandoned my cooking, grabbed my camera and got out of the door before the sun went down. My dogs didn't know what the excitement was all about. They brought me a ball to throw to them and dropped it at my feet. But I was too busy focusing my camera. I climbed onto the patio table to get a good shot. So the dogs climbed up too. The three of us stood there on the table, me totally engrossed in the trees, and the dogs probably wondering what we were doing on the table. But when the light is right, you have to forget everything else and focus. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. As long as. You can go to your friend's house as long as you're back by 8. You can go to your friend's house as long as you're back by 8. A marked difference. There has been a marked difference in his reading. It is very much improved. There has been a marked difference in his reading. It is very much improved. Engrossed. The film was so good that we were thoroughly engrossed. The film was so good that we were thoroughly engrossed. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. I hope that you're able to download the text and grammar notes easily at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Remember, you can always email me at acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know any questions or comments that you have. And until tomorrow, have a great day. Bye-bye.